Nossa, escuta.
April the 7th is here, and the Logbook.com's escape pod is ready for it. I'm Earl Green, your guide to the futuristic, the fantastic, and the flat-out geeky, here to show you what tomorrow looked like yesterday. Happy birthday, Internet! This is the observed day of the Internet's birth, actually marking the day that the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency chose the contractor to build the initial nodes and connections of the ARPANET. ARPANET, the forerunner to the modern Internet, became operational on an experimental basis later in 1969. In 1983, the first spacewalk of the Space Shuttle program took place in the cargo bay during Challenger's first flight.
Smile, you're on candid camera. Roger, hatch is open. EV-1 is halfway out. They're configuring the airlock, getting ready for dawn to come out.
In 2001, the Mars Odyssey spacecraft was launched on a mission to find signs of either water or volcanic activity on Mars. It's still in orbit there, serving as a communications relay satellite for the various rovers still exploring Mars, the longest-serving active vehicle ever to orbit another planet. Director Francis Ford Coppola was born on this day in 1939, and in 1946, special effects and makeup wizard Stan Winston was born. In 1990, astronaut Ronald Evans, who orbited the moon as the pilot of the command module of the last moon mission, Apollo 17, died. On this day in 1977, the short-lived NBC sci-fi series The Fantastic Journey guest starred Joan Collins in her pre-dynasty days.
The city is ours, an end to male domination, my sisters, to freedom!
And in 1978, the sci-fi spoof Quark breathed its last on NBC with a satire of 2001, A Space Odyssey. Quark was created by Buck Henry, the comedy mind behind Get Smart. And in 2000, Farscape taught us the crackers really don't matter.
Kill her! Then we'll have pizza and margarita shooters.
Nobody has margaritas with pizza.
You're out of your mind, Joe.
A catchphrase that would become the mantra of the fan movement to reverse the show's cancellation in 2002, as they deluged the offices of Sci-Fi Channel executives with, you guessed it, boxes of crackers. I hope they really like saltines over there. You can read about these events and many, many more every day of the year on the Logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline. And you can also pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs there, along with the hundreds of other titles in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Logbook.com's Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.